This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. It's another chance for the United Auto Workers to represent the Chattanooga Volkswagen plant. Last year, blue-collar plant workers rejected the UAW in a very close vote. Many wondered when the UAW would take another shot. It could be happening soon, depending on how a National Labor Relations Board hearing turns out. And the hearing really boils down to one question. Who should be part of the new vote? There are several groups with a stake in all this: plant maintenance workers, plant production workers, management, and the United Auto Workers. Here's some background to help explain it all. Last year, the UAW lost the election, but that wasn't the end of the story. Several months after the failed election, workers went ahead and started a local chapter anyway. It began with only 15 VW employees, and they didn't have the power to do things you might normally associate with unions. They couldn't collectively bargain or organize a strike. They're called UAW Local 42. Today, they've grown. Mike Cantrell is the president.
I'm not sure what the exact number is, but we have a majority of the workers there.
UAW Local 42 has filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board seeking a new election, one that would give them the power to collectively bargain. But this time, it's different. Rather than trying to represent all the blue-collar plant employees, they're just seeking representation for one group, plant maintenance workers. That's only 164 workers, a relatively small group. But if they can get representation for this small group, it's a start. It could be the first step in eventually getting the UAW representation for all blue-collar plant workers, or at least the majority of them.
I would just see how it goes. I feel like we will be successful, and we'll just go from there and see what is next. First thing would be to get a contract and move forward from there.
Why now? Why have you chosen this specific time to go ahead with this?
It's not particularly any particular reason of just now. It's that we've been in this fight for almost 5 years now. We've looked at different strategies, different opportunities to get to move forward and get a contract, and things have slowed us down, or things have not progressed in some areas as well as they have in others. And so this strategy, we feel like right now, is the right strategy.
Some people are, of course, questioning the timing with the whole diesel emissions scandal, wondering if that has anything to do with this.
Has nothing to do with it at all. Our meetings go back when this was decided, before the scandal even broke, so has nothing to do with it at all.
If they're recognized, they'll be able to collectively bargain. Are there any other benefits of being officially recognized like that?
For me, they can collectively bargain, but for me, we work, like I say, in a right-to-work state, and we're at-will employees. Every employee is at-will employees. There's no recourse. You can be fired with or without cause. But if you have a contract with a company, you bargain a contract with a company, then you have to have just cause, not at-will. You have to have a reason, and you have to break something in the contract, you know, either attendance or something that you shouldn't do. So that's a big, big thing to me, is you're not an at-will employee anymore.
The United Auto Workers faced plenty of opposition in Chattanooga last year. U.S. Senator Bob Corker spoke out against the UAW. State Senator Bo Watson said Tennessee legislators might not approve future incentives for the plant if the United Auto Workers started representing VW Chattanooga. Tennessee House Majority Leader Gerald McCormick was another legislator who opposed the UAW in Chattanooga last year, and is still against the UAW.
I hope they reject it, but I don't work there, so if they decide that they want to be in the UAW, then that's their right.
With this new election on the horizon, the UAW has a new opponent, Volkswagen itself. Again, this election would involve only 164 maintenance workers. VW has a problem with that. They've asked the National Labor Relations Board to decline the election. VW says if an election happens, it should include all the blue-collar plant employees, not just the maintenance workers. So that takes us back to the question, who should vote in this new election? Are maintenance workers so different from other blue-collar employees that they should be considered a separate unit? At Wednesday's hearing, VW employees testified how maintenance workers have different shift schedules, job skills, and even different lunch breaks. Eventually, the NLRB will likely decide whether maintenance workers should be treated as a separate unit, but no decision is expected in the next few days. On a final note, there is actually one other completely separate union at the plant, a locally created union called the American Council of Employees. Just like UAW Local 42, they don't have the power to collectively bargain, but they aren't getting involved in this election. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.